Hello and welcome to our gathering for the week of March 25th. For a date marker, today is the 25th and it is a Wednesday. So welcome. We have some big shifts underway. During the last gathering, we had talked about the energies of the new moon that we were undergoing, this transition, and how the new moon was a marker for the new energies. And I've been seeing over the course of the last week a lot of the geophysicists talking about these cosmic occurrences, these fireballs in the sky, some of them actually making their way to Earth and people finding the debris or the, I guess, volcanic rock in their backyard. What a souvenir, huh? Some space debris. But what's happening is there is a breaking apart. This is a separation. We've talked about this a few times over the last 6 months. And what's actually happening at this moment is the Earth is going through a cosmic shift. I don't know if you recall, but back in, I think it was either 2021 or around there somewhere, I had made this little template up with the Earth in the center. And another Earth to the left, which was the 4D Earth. The Earth in the center was the 3D. And then to, just to the right was the 5D Earth. And what that represented was the transition that the Earth is undergoing and the series of energies that we've been playing in, which is always in flow and always in motion. We cannot hit 5D and just anchor into 5D if we haven't done enough work to take us there. In other words, if we're still engaging in the 3D ideologies, the 3D nonsense that's going on out there, and we're not starting to take things like our health care into our own hands and being our own best advocate for that, we're still playing into that 3D Earth experience, excuse me, of the Matrix. So this is a time that requires us to start to become forward thinking. And that's what we've been training for in this community all of these years, to be forward thinking and to be progressive so that we're taking our personal needs into our hands. And I've been doing an extreme amount of work with journaling and looking at some things within my makeup, which would be based in my astrological chart, to go into a place of self-discovery. And when I was looking at the energies for this gathering, it was becoming clear to me that without realizing that I am doing exactly what I need to do in order to support these energies at this time so that they could support me. The realization was that this is what we have to do. We have to start looking at what has made us the way that we are, what has helped us become the person we are today, and the things that we do that we do or don't like about ourselves, and maybe the areas of our inner workings, let's say, that we might not love about ourselves. And so, one example of that, and then we're going to talk about it in d depth, but you know, I like to use myself as an example. One of those examples is I can get very in my head about how I'm going to be able to navigate a new experience. Okay. I signed up for in a 2-year art journey, which I'm not really ready to talk about yet, but I will probably use some things from that going forward to talk about the energies and how to align. But what I want to tell you about that is it doesn't start until Sunday, I believe, the 28th. But because I'm already logged into the system, I'm seeing where I'm letting myself be influenced by what I'm seeing from others who are already immersed in the journey. And it feels unnerving to me. And I recognize that because it feels uncomfortable, because I haven't been involved in art my whole life. And for many years, I wasn't. And now, all of a sudden, the last few years, I have dabbled in it. I wouldn't say I've become proficient in it. I consider myself an artist, but part-time and whatnot. But what I realized that today, making this recording, is that in order for me to have success going forward, because of my nature, which I've done so much work around what makes me me, based on the imprints from my family growing up, mostly from my mom. She was a huge influence in my life. And then the aspects in my birth chart, the most influential aspect in my birth chart is where Black Moon Lilith is placed. And she is a rebel. And she is placed in a position in my chart where, because I have Black Moon Lilith in the sign of Virgo, Virgo wants everything in order. It wants, to be healthy. It wants to be clean. It wants to be organized. And yeah, that is my personality. That's my nature. But then there is this Black Moon Lilith aspect, which is sometimes chaotic. It's unruly. It wants to be unexpected. It doesn't like to conform. It doesn't like rules. It all of this other stuff. So my whole life, it's been this constant battle with what is right, what is wrong, what is good, what is this, what is that, and how I experience life. And now that I've actually taken that apart, and I've looked at it in great depth and have gone through this aspect of self-discovery for myself, I'm realizing that I could very, very easily be distracted by too much outside influence, right? So what I did was I pretty much unsubscribed to any art emails I had been getting, because in this way I wouldn't be influenced to pay attention to that. I'd be steadily paying attention to the things that I need to do to move myself forward on this journey, and to understand that I cannot look at really and get immersed in what anybody else is doing. I have to stay focused on myself and stay focused on what I need to do. So this is something very new for me in the way I'm going to be operating within this. Now, what was interesting about all of this and the self-discovery of it, and every one of you can do this too, we all have the ability to do this level of self-discovery if we want to shift and change something about ourselves. What prompted this whole thing is this new energy that we're coming into, because as the earth is going through its upgrade, literally the earth is shedding its old crust, it's shedding its old surface, it's renewing itself. And it's not doing it in a way that is on a physical basis, except that it can feel physical when we see signs of it in, like, an earthquake or a volcanic eruption. And there are many of those happening, right? But the evidence of it is going to be on a more personal level, because the outer reality, the 3D reality, is still in a process of deconstructing. Okay. It still appears chaotic from the looks, although it is not, because the shifting that is happening so incredibly fast that we have to stay out of narratives that are being thrown around by fear mongers, because the idea that there's going to be a war is not our truth, unless, of course, we feel the need to play that out. Do we need to be a victim, to be more victim than we've ever been in our lives? Then we will certainly be playing out that truth that war is inevitable, right? But that is not the truth. The truth is that that war timeline can shift to a timeline that is so much higher, where the resolution comes and there's hardly any evidence of war, because we have healed and shed that Armageddon timeline many, many years ago. And I have stated that many times in those prior classes that we held together. However, as I say that, I do not want to rob anybody of their journey. So if you feel like you need to play out the Armageddon timeline, that's your choice to do that, but that you're not going to get that in this community, because we're not focusing on that. We're focusing on ourselves. How do we now align even more fully with the soul aspect of who we are, so the soul can fill more of our field, and we can stop allowing ourselves to have the old experiences where we pick the same person in a love relationship because we haven't healed that self-worth aspect that we have, or we haven't healed some aspect of needing to be needed. We have a neediness about us, so we pick people who are narcissistic, and then they need us, need us, need us, until they all of a sudden discard us, right? There's so many different ways that we play this out, but it's up to us to look at this and say, I'm choosing not to play this out in this way anymore. I'm going to choose something new. And sometimes that means that we have to really dig in and take a look, like what I'm doing with my own work with myself, because it requires us to look at the patterns and behaviors that we've always projected, that we've always taken in as what we think is our truth, and that only to realize that that has not been our truth. It's never been our truth. It's been an imprint of some ideology from our mother, our father, our grandparents, our teachers, our siblings, our classmates, society, magazines, the modeling community, and all of the stuff that goes with fashion and clothes and health and you know, the health and wellness programs, and all of that stuff is tied into the makeup of who we are, because we took all of that in and said, okay, it's like going through a grocery store and pulling something off a grocery shelf, right? I'll take a little bit of this and a little bit of this. Oh, give me that too. Throw that in. Okay, yeah, throw that in. And it's all the stuff the soul came to work on, but now it's time for us to see that and really, really dig into this work, so that we can move the mountains out of our way, so we're not standing behind it thinking that this wall has held us back, because there is no wall. There really isn't. Okay. The only wall that we play to is the wall that says that we are being a victim. And the problem with victimhood mentality, I was just telling this to somebody the other day. As they're trying to go through their healing process and have not been successful in that process, I was explaining to them that subconsciously, unconsciously, we hold ourselves back healing because subconsciously, unconsciously, we're still running the victim program, because it feels so supportive and so nurturing to get the Oh, you poor thing. I'm so sorry to hear that. Or we get to use it as an excuse for why we can't get out of bed or why we can't go to work or why we can't be functioning or whatever. And then we don't even realize that we've rooted into it so deeply that it's as if we're using heroin. And the addiction of victimhood, I just saw something that said that it is 1,000 times more addictive than heroin will ever be because we don't need a physical evidence of victimhood to remind us that we're being a victim. In other words, we don't need to inject something into our arm, our leg, our stomach. We don't need to take a pill. We don't need to drink something. The victimhood runs organically throughout our body and it just shows up for us. It's like a alter ego for who we are. So it's 1,000 times more dangerous than any substance out there. It's 1,000 times more dangerous than alcohol. It's 1,000 times more dangerous than heroin, than cocaine, than anything else because we don't need evidence of it. It just runs silently as a narrative in the back of our mind, and it takes our life away from us. It steals our thunder, and we don't even recognize that we are participating as a victim in our life. That landed so strongly with me. I was shocked hearing that information and wanted to make sure that I was passing that on to you because this is one of the areas we keep ourselves stuck thinking that we're not enough, that we then we sometimes in thinking, you know, if we have a self-worth soul correction that we need to make, we might, you know, try to control our situation and in controlling the situation, we're really creating a detriment to ourselves and to our process of wholeness. So it just is a vicious cycle. But until we are ready to step up, we don't break the cycle. And what's happening now is we have a shift in energy that is giving us a time out, a time to integrate all of this new information, all of this new technology that we are downloading constantly as our intuition is coming online. And this is happening as Venus, the planet of love, goes into Taurus, which is where it's happy being. It loves being in Taurus. And so on the 25th today, Venus goes into Taurus and it's going to focus every single one of us on the aspects of more sensuality, more grounding, more self-worth, and more, I want to say luxury, but it's not luxury. It's more yumminess. Like, what can we do for ourselves that's going to make us feel good inside? What can we do that's going to bring that wholeness that's going to make us feel alive and in this life that we're in? Because many of us are just existing and floating through life as opposed to living life, right? So we need to find ways to explore what brings us pleasure, how to nurture the body. Refine our goals and cultivate happiness and joy in our surroundings and slow down to really start to enjoy life and align with the relationships that bring us joy in our lives and let go of the ones that don't. Okay. So this time that we're in with this Venus Taurus transit is going to start to make us feel softer. It's going to make us feel flowy. It might even have you feeling a little bit lightheaded. Things just feel flowy. Today I had to run some errands first thing this morning and I had to drop some stuff off at Goodwill. I'm trying to go through my stuff again and clean up and get ready for when I do move. And I thought to myself, I'll just run into the store that's over here and see if they have any, summer clothes. I need some t-shirts and stuff like that. And I did not feel like being in the store. I just didn't feel like shopping. I was so floaty. If I had a pool in the backyard that had a little raft, I would have been home in the pool with a cooling drink, sitting out there just enjoying, and I don't mean a drink of alcohol. I mean like some kind of, like maybe some sparkling water with lime or something like that. But I just wanted to be floaty, right? And this is the nature of Venus starting to soften the edges and soften everything around us. It's going to allow us, this energy is going to allow us to regain our self-control, to feel like we are able to manage the things in our life, as well as ourselves. And this is going to tap our self-reflection. Like, where are we willing to put time in? What would that look like, right? Are we willing to put time into our relationships? Are we willing to put time into our work aspect? Maybe we've felt like we're really not connecting to work, but we need to put some time and effort in there because we really enjoy what we're doing. And we have slipped away from that in some way, shape, or form. Maybe we need to put more time into play. I could say that for myself. I work a lot and I don't make enough time to get out of the house and get out there and be among nature, and I don't make enough time to go out and grab a bite to eat because nothing is close around here. So my thought is always to, oh, I could do it another time. I'll have that another time, or I'll do it on, like next Tuesday. I'll go out and get myself something to eat, which it's like I'm doing that, but in the meantime, I'm not supporting myself. So this energy is asking us to support ourselves and just go out there and do it. Do what feels good. Maybe take a sandwich and go sit down by the water and just watch the water and be present, right? But we don't do it because it feels like, oh, we have to make the sandwich, then we have to pack it, then we have to get in the car, then we have to drive to the water, Sometimes we need to just push ourselves to do the things that just feel like it's taking too much time, because in when we are not allowing ourselves to do those things, we're literally telling ourselves we're not worth it. Right? We're not worthy of it. Okay. And because this is going to be the energy of pushing and pulling as these energies are working through us, this energy is going to need our patience. So, patience is required for nurturing growth, especially if it comes to love, right? If there's a relationship in your life. And this was something I learned through my deeper exploration of myself. I learned how I look at love relationships. And that was interesting to me, because there's been definitely a defense mechanism in that presents that kind of stops me from wanting to encounter another relationship with somebody, because I feel like, I've been there, done that. But it's where my soul's deepest growth could come from. And that could also be from close relationships, from close friendships. So we have to sometimes allow ourselves to have these experiences, in order for the soul to grow, in order for the soul to learn. Because the soul will say, human, what can you do differently this time now that you're in this situation or in that situation? And so it's asking us to see, where can we grow within ourselves? Where can we grow? How can we move forward? Okay. So this energy is asking us to slow down and cultivate the changes that we desire for ourselves. What do we desire? What is it that we deserve? What would be meaningful to us? What would feel good for us? That's the time that we're in right now, which is going to require that we take our eyes away from the outer reality and not focus on it so that we can understand what it is that we're needing. So stability is key here, right? And that's one of the reasons that I took myself out of all of those email lists from all those different places, those points of reference, because I don't want to be distracted. I want to be stable. I want to be rooted in my process moving forward because it's what's going to make me successful. And I only figured that out this morning. So, where do you need stability in your life? What does that look like? Okay. Choosing connections that feel good and having integrity, authenticity, and transparency. There's those three again. And this is important because we've had so many nudges to clear out the closet and get rid of the people, places, and things that just don't support the journey moving forward anymore. And so now, once again, we're being prompted for this. The soul wants to grow. It wants to grow. It wants us to give it slow and steady growth movement forward. So we have to look at this and say, what connections? Maybe you met somebody new who you found you have a connection with in like photography. You both love photography, or you both love hiking in the mountains, right? And I'm not just talking about love relationships. I'm talking about all relationships, friendships, right? Maybe you're someone that is not always positive, and you have a little bit more negativity, and you met someone who seems to be a very positive, happy-go-lucky person. Well, that might be somebody that you want to consider hanging out with because that would give you that upward mobile trajectory, asking you to cultivate a change in yourself. How can I use this new dynamic in this friendship to shift out of the old doldrums and the old patterns and habits and behaviors that just don't serve me anymore? How can I use this new situation to shift out of victim consciousness? And I don't even know I'm playing the victim, but yet here it is, plain and simple, clear as day, right? So these are the things that we're being asked to do. It's been proven that our nervous system feels better when we're tuned into our own needs. When we're not tuned into our needs, our nervous system is scattered. Okay. Our nervous system can be dysregulated. And in that dysregulation, we can have things like anxiety, we can have immense fear. We can be in denial. We can flip-flops and be manic in our thoughts and expressions, right? Like one minute we're heading in one direction, it all seems great. And then in the next minute we panic, something pokes us, and then suddenly we don't want to be there anymore. It's not good. Let me out of the car. I don't want to go. And we become manic and supercharged with it. This energy is asking us to find ways to soothe the nervous system so that we can feel better in our body, feel better in our experience being ourselves. So it's time to stop existing and start living. And I look at this from my own point of view too. I'm in the middle of nowhere. It's wonderful to sit here and to be here on this property in the middle of nowhere. I have so much, surrounding me, the birds and the chickens and the peacocks and everything else and the horses. But I have to make more of attempt to engage with nature as to put, as opposed to just sitting there in a chair, just absorbing it and taking it in. I have to become more engaged with it. Maybe that means driving down to one of the places to hike on a day where it's not so humid and buggy, and then going for a hike. Okay. So we need to do things that will feed the nervous system because, again, if I'm using myself in New York, I used to hike all the time, even in the summertime. I hiked all the time. I would go on walks. But unfortunately, down here in Florida, when you come into the real heavy heat season, which is coming, it makes it uncomfortable. And even days like today, where it's a little more humid, it might be also a little more buggy. So if you're going for a hike, you might be swarmed by mosquitoes or no-see-ums. And I mean, it's just a fact of nature in Florida. You could get eaten alive down here. So it's not always comfortable. And that's something that I miss. So I have to find an alternative to that. Okay. So knowing what's presenting and then finding a workaround to it is definitely something that could make us sustainable. So it's time to stop existing and start living. And this energy is going to help us build into this over the period of time that Venus is in Taurus, and even after she transits out of Taurus, because this is going to just continue to build within us. And if we heed the call, if we take this in, if we allow ourselves to participate, it's going to be a better experience for us, as opposed to being in resistance to what we're being asked for, right? So these past months have brought necessary change, and now it's time to grow into our heart. We've had the change. Now that we've done so much of that work, now it's time to come back within. It's not about, the outer reflection anymore. It's the true healing, the heart-centeredness, the expression of who we are that needs to be brought forth. So it's very important for us to stop looking in the rearview mirror and only look through the windshield to determine where we need to go. Where do I need to soften in my life in order to have a better experience being me? Okay. So some journal prompts that we can use here is what experiences bring me joy or allow me to feel peace. Right? What experiences can I give myself? Maybe you're someone that loves the beach, but you never go to the beach because you feel uncomfortable about the way you look in a bathing suit, right? This time is saying it's time to heal that. It's time to move past that. Maybe wear a pair of shorts and a t-shirt or a pair of shorts and a tank top and not look at yourself in that light or with that respect, right? And just go to the beach and do what is nurturing to your soul. Maybe your body will start to change if we start to do the things that make us feel more aligned. Another journal prompt: how can I better nurture myself, my mind, my body as someone I love deeply, right? Because we oftentimes don't put our love into ourselves. This is another soul correction. We oftentimes put love into other people because we're a people pleaser, we're a hero, we rescue, we want to save somebody, right? We need to put the love into ourselves. So, how can we do that? What can we offer ourselves? Where can we nurture ourselves that's going to make this time feel better for us? Maybe that means you go out and allow yourself to start looking at new cars if you need a car and not talk yourself out of it, right? Like when they called me at Jeep and they said, hey, we'd like to talk to you about a trade-in because we're interested in your vehicle. I didn't say no. I love my car. I don't want to look at anything else. I didn't say that. I was like, oh, okay, let's see what you got. And that's kind of where I left it. If you don't take a step forward, take a step out of your comfort zone, you're not going to know, right? Your day-to-day experience, right? Another journal prompt. How can I make my day, my night, my time, my downtime, let's say, how can I make that feel better? How can I make that feel more exciting? Right? What can I do to make my downtime more exciting? Maybe it's allowing yourself to sit with a good book and read a good book. Maybe it's allowing yourself the time to do nothing. Sometimes we need to just take a nap and just rest, right? But there's a lot of guilt for some of us in that. I know I had to work out a lot of guilt surrounding just slowing down and taking a nap. So there's a lot of guilt in that. Another journal prompt or something to think about would be, what can I do with my living environment to make that environment feel more nourishing to me? What would that look like? That's a great journal prompt. Maybe you've been putting off buying yourself a recliner that you love, or maybe you've been putting off buying yourself a good reading lamp, or maybe new curtains, or a new sofa set, or something, right? What could you do that's going to make it feel more yummy for you in your environment? And a really powerful journal prompt could be, what does taking it slow at this moment in time look like for me? So how might that look? What might that entail? Does that mean that maybe you don't rush in the morning to get yourself together and out the door, but you allow yourself to stay in bed until you are fully awake? Or maybe you give yourself more time at night to get into bed and then sit in bed with your journal and write, or maybe read a good book or something, right? Or maybe take 15 minutes out of your day and go outside and sit in the sun. And if you want to go a little deeper in your journaling, you can journal self-worth, right? What old story about myself have I outgrown? Maybe list your patterns, habits, and belief. What do you believe about yourself? What are your patterns of behavior? Where do you keep yourself stuck? What story do you tell about yourself not being able to move forward? Another excellent journal prompt that I just gave somebody yesterday was about self-sabotage. What does that look like for you in your life? Can you identify those times where you've intentionally sabotaged yourself before something good had a chance to anchor in? That's a big one. We all do that. We will sabotage something before it can get going simply because we are afraid of having something good in our life. We will sabotage something simply because we believe we are not inherently worthy of having it. Another journal prompt. What do I need to feel safe and secure? What do I need to feel safe and secure? That's another big one, safety. Safety and a sense of security. Another great journaling prompt. How can I ground myself when I am feeling overwhelmed or disconnected from reality? How can I ground myself? What can I do to nurture myself and let myself know it's okay? How can I bring myself back in? What would I like to see as my life experience for 2026? That's a really great question if you haven't thought about it. So take some of those and maybe sit with them and see how they can help you at this time, because this is a great time. It's a time to slow down. It's a time to go within. It's a time to really nurture and put yourself first. Now, on April 1st, we have another shift coming. We have a full moon in Libra on April 1st, but we are now in the shadow of that full moon. I feel it. Oh my goodness, do I feel it so intensely? This full moon is such a powerful moon. I believe it is a pink moon, if I'm not mistaken. It is a full pink moon, and it's going to act as a check-in point. It's not just a moon of culminations and endings, because remember, full moons usually bring conclusions and endings. But this is more of a check-in point that kind of goes hand in hand with all this other energy that we've been talking about. So it can pave the way for some really delicious, respectful, loving, kind, mutual relationships, friendships, etc., going forward. It plays into all of this energy, especially this Venus and Taurus energy. Okay. And so this full moon is going to focus on balancing relationships, helping us find harmony, and looking at what is fair. So if you are in a situation where something is not fair, it's going to want to bring that into balance. And it's going to highlight the idea of how we relate with each other. How can we rebalance and harmonize the way we are interacting and relating with each other? So it's going to encourage us to look at and reassess the commitments that we have and ask us to find equality in those relationships and integrate our personal needs in order to find our harmony. And if we can't, then it will ask us to let it go. The key themes are going to be around relationship re-evaluation as this moon illuminates the dynamics with romantic, social, and professional partnerships, pushing for authenticity over the idea of compromise, right? There's no more compromising. There's no more selling ourselves short. That's the victim, right? We're not worthy. We're not enough. So we're going to allow ourselves to compromise. We don't do that anymore. This energy, this moon wants balance and harmony. It's a Libra energy, balance and fairness. It demands justice, urging us to resolve conflicts that we may have with others by seeking a middle ground. Another aspect of this moon's energy is to release perfectionism, right? We need to let go of trying to be perfect. And instead, we need to bring in more authentic connections that will be sustainable to us. It's no more working hard to manage or keep those connections going. And this energy is going to ask us to finally get off the fence, encouraging us to have direct conversations in the area where direct conversations are needed so that we can fix imbalances in agreements that we have. This is also going to be a very important time to evaluate your own needs and ensure that they're being met. That's what we said earlier when we were talking about Venus and Taurus energy. Okay, we want to let go of people pleasing and come into self-empowerment. We're not allowing ourselves to play small in that way anymore. So this is about using this time to assess what we're still holding on to, especially in our partnerships that we need to let go of, that just don't work for us anymore, that will not allow our authenticity of the soul to shine through. And we're going to be needing to focus on creating balance between work and our personal life, shoring up any goals that we might have had that we did not bring in with us to this new year, and allow ourselves to come from a place of knowing that we are inherently worthy and valuable as we are. Nothing else is needed, right? So this is where we need to bring in love, balance, and harmony. So this is a very, very powerful time for us right now. And we need to pay attention to what it is that it's asking for from us. Very important for us to see what we are enacting or playing out as our story that really doesn't fit us anymore, that really is not a version of who we are any longer. And we just keep forging on with it. We just keep carrying it forward because we don't know how to be anything else, right? This is why it's so important to take a deep dive and look at where we are right now. What do we really want? Is this what we want? Is this our all? Or is the soul longing for something different? And what is that different that the soul is longing for? And how do we get there? How can we make that happen? This is our new order of responsibility. We need to stand up for ourselves and find that harmony and balance that we are craving. Find that adventure that we are longing for, and find those relationships that serve the soul as opposed to bleeding us dry. We need to shift out of those connections that foster victim mentality and come into connections and relationships that push us, encourage us, love us, and support us to be a better version of ourselves. And that is in every facet of our life. Okay. So take some time with this. If you need to listen to it more than once, do that. Definitely do those journal questions. I can't tell you how important that is in order for us to really come to an understanding of who we are, why we do the things that we do. It's funny because when I was looking at Black Moon Lilith, because it's very strong for me, it's like it's the one thing in my birth chart that makes me who I am. And it can feel a little chaotic inside of me at times. And so once I really did the deep dive in that and really started to understand it, I started to really understand how I took the influences of my mother, who was my strongest influence, and I made them my truth. Because Black Moon Lilith is a very strong archetype, right? She's a rebel. And so my mother was a very strong archetype. She was a rebel. So that kind of gave me the nudge to align with Black Moon Lilith, but it would serve me more to align with the Virgo aspect. That's also sitting in that house that is shared by Black Moon Lilith. So, looking at that, it gives me a lot of information because what it's doing is helping me understand that I need to find greater balance and shed out some of those old, outdated beliefs that kept me playing small in certain areas of my life. So that now I could stand in what is more fully my truth. And that is for all of us. That goes for all of us. So when I recognize that, and I am now, in the throes of going through this artistic endeavor in this journey that I'm on, I recognized what would trip me up, what would keep me playing small, where would I feel like I need to play by the book, or I need to do this, or I need to be a team player, whatever, that will take away the time I need to dedicate to what I need to do. This is very fascinating for us to actually sit down and take a look and do an inventory of who we are and how we express ourselves or operate in the reality that we're in. So I want to encourage you all to do this. Do the work. Sit with these journal prompts. Sit with this information and see what is speaking to you right now, right? I've had several people reach out to me. All of them have had some kind of a health event in their life, which has put them on their butt. They cannot get out of bed, or maybe they find themselves in a precarious situation, needing to very deeply heal whatever is going on in their body. And so this is because the universe is asking them, hey, Stop doing what you're doing. It's creating more of this energy, more of this experience. You have to shift. You need to shift. You need to make change. You need to recognize that something different needs to happen here. And that is for all of us, but we have a choice. Do we let it get away from us and then we find ourselves in the throes of the chaos of it? Or can we move with it and just be in flow to it and then realize that we are more and we don't have to be the victim to life circumstances? One of the things I've been seeing people doing on a regular basis is taking on other people's plights. I see people all the time that want to take on somebody else's trauma, somebody else's challenge, somebody else's issue, somebody else's something, right? And we can't do that. We have to stay within ourself. You know, I had somebody here, it was a woman that sold me the Jeep, reach out to me last night because we had a very short conversation about what I do for work. And she said to me, "Hey, there's a young girl, mother of three, on the Citrus County Facebook page that has stage 3 breast cancer that has metastasized to her liver. And her doctor recommended that she go for some kind of counseling or coaching or something. And she said, I want to give her your name and put your information in there. I know from talking to you, you would be my number one pick and you could help her." And I told her, I said, "That's great. I want that too." I was like, "Please offer, put my information in there. Do I think she's going to reach out to me? No, I don't, because she's terrified right now. She's absolutely traumatized at that information and the fact that the breast cancer has already spread to the liver. I'm sure she's not thinking, I'm healing from this. I don't care what anybody says. I'm healing from this. I'm going to be here to see my kids grow up. I'm sure she's not thinking that, because the first thing that sets in when you find out you have a traumatic event like that is you think, I'm not going to make it. How could I possibly heal something like this? And then, the ego wants to give up the ship. So I'm seeing a lot of these events, a lot of people passing away who are not supposed to be here for the next event, or people that are not in the work and are supposed to be in the work, and the universe is calling them home because they're going to try again in a different way, in a different earth experience somewhere else and not here. So it's really important for us to just stay in flow. That's why we talk about the nature of the energies happening now, and we don't get involved in all the woo-woo kind of stuff out there. Okay. We want to be in alignment with what is presenting so that we can have the better experience in our life. Okay. That is the intention here. So do your work, stay forward moving. Let these energies work for you. Don't push yourself with whatever's, let yourself check in. Do I want to do this now? No? Okay, give yourself a timeout and go sit down, hang out. Excuse me. Make yourself something good to eat or just relax in the sun for a few minutes, whatever's going to make you feel good, right? The idea of having to do something in the moment, listen, unless it's for your job, that might be a different story. But let yourself also have those experiences or moments when you just don't feel like doing something, where you could just sit down and be like, nope, I don't have it in me right now to do this. That's okay too. We didn't learn that growing up, but that is okay. All right. So let me know if you have any questions. I'd love to know if this lands with you. You're all going to be feeling it. We're all feeling it in some way, shape, or form. This energy is wanting our attention. Okay. I hope you're having a wonderful whatever it is that you're doing. Know that I love you so, so very much. And I look forward to connecting with you in our next live. I'm going to work on the calendar and we'll see when that's going to be. Okay. All righty. Take care. I love you. Bye-bye.